Kashmir is bestowed with breathtaking locales and enchanting meadows. Every meadow has a fascinating story to tell. But there is one meadow in central Kashmir's Budgam area which has not been as popular for its beauty as for its dubious reputation of being a killer field. Located at an altitude of 14,000 feet and spread over a sprawling area of more than 8 square kilometers, the alpine meadow of Thosa Maidan is one of the biggest meadows in this Himalayan region. In the year 1962, the state government leased out a portion of this meadow to security forces who have been conducting artillery drills in the area for the past 5 decades, posing a serious threat to the lives and property. In the summer, the meadow turns into a firing range for Air Force and military and resonates with gunfire and explosions for 6 long months, day in and day out. The residents of nearby hamlets say that more than 500 people have died and scores have been rendered permanently disabled after coming in contact with the live, unexploded shells. Being Kashmir's biggest green pasture, the residents of nearby villages come here for livestock grazing and for fetching firewood. Bilal Ahmed was 12 when he stepped on an unexploded shell and it blew off his leg. He says no action was taken by the authorities on the FIR lodged by him against the security forces. Now 28, Bilal runs a tailor shop to earn his livelihood.
I had gone there to graze the cattle. There are a number of shells littered around. I found a shell and mistook it for a playing object. As a kid, I started to play with it. Suddenly, it exploded and blew off my leg.
Bilal strongly opposes the military drills conducted by the army in the area and says the place should be developed as a tourist spot to save the lives of people.
I have been a victim of this and I don't want anyone else to meet the same fate. We want an end to this killing spree.
In 1993, 3 children of a family were killed when they were fiddling with a live shell and it went off, blowing all of them into pieces.
They found a shell in a playfield. When they touched it, it exploded, killing them on the spot. Their body parts were scattered all around.
Nazi says that the firing range poses a risk to their lives and livestock.
Hundreds of people have died and many more have been rendered disabled. Women and children have developed heart ailments due to heavy explosions.
Nazir and many other locals who have been at the receiving end are now wary of venturing in the area as the specter of fear looms large.
As the 50-year-old lease between the federal government in Kashmir and the security forces expires in December this year, there is a growing clamor from people against the lease extension to ensure the safety of their lives and to bring an end to the years of violence and mayhem. Saeed Ali Safi, Press TV, from Thosa Maidan in Indian-administered Kashmir.